Hurricane Harvey obliterated much of coastal Texas's tourist economy. Months after the storm, cities are struggling to rebuild without the usual influx of tourism cash. That strain's been especially apparent in Rockport, Fulton, and Port Aransas, places where most businesses and jobs revolve around catering to visitors soaking up the surf and sun. But as Texas Public Radio's David Martin Davies reports, there's a feathery, bright spot.
At the Aransas National Refuge this morning, three gangly white birds are prodding the marsh with their long beaks.
Two parents and a young colt that was hatched this summer.
And they have an audience. Bird watchers peer through the shutter snaps of zoom lenses, taking in a rare whooping crane performance.
And they came down to spend the winter here in the Aransas National Wildlife Refuge.
Pat White is a bird watcher who lives near Rockport.
Right now they're just foraging for wolfberries. Right now that's one of their main sources of food, blue crabs and wolfberries.
This is going to be really good.
Patty Berry traveled from St. Louis to see the whoopers.
I'm anticipating that we're going to see more whooping cranes than we have so far today and at closer range, and that's always good because we like the photography angle of it too. So what our lenses can't get us, the boat hopefully will get us.
The endangered whooping crane is the tallest North American bird, and it's named for its distinctive whooping call.
Okay, two cranes, 2 o'clock, going back to front, right over the horizon. They're getting ready to fly over the levee. That's probably what those cranes were hollering at.
Skimmer Captain Tommy Moore leads today's tour and gives a play-by-play about the local environment, from the birds to the dolphins playing in the boat's wake.
There's 200 to 300 of these dolphins in the immediate bay system, according to state fisheries. And they eat 5 to 10% of their...
But it's the whooping cranes that brings people from around the planet to Rockport. This is the only wild, migrating, reproducing flock of whoopers in the world. And Moore says they're doing well this year.
They look fat and happy to me. When we had that really bad drought, you could tell that their breastbones were sticking out. But yeah, these are looking real good.
That's some much-needed positive news for Rockport Mayor Charles Wax.
What drives my economy? It's tourism.
Wax recently told state lawmakers about Rockport's challenges attracting visitors after Hurricane Harvey.
5 drivers. The Fulton Mansion, Texas State Maritime Museum, the Rockport Center for the Arts, the Aquarium at Rockport Harbor, and the Bay Education Center. Of the 5, 2 don't exist anymore.
The aquarium and the Rockport Center for the Arts were destroyed. The other attractions are damaged.
But if I had guests coming to town to visit those or to fish or to bird, all of my major hotels are still closed.
That lack of hotel rooms creates multiple problems for bringing back tourism. The most obvious, if visitors want to come, they'll have to stay in nearby communities like Corpus Christi. Then Rockport misses out on the hotel occupancy tax, which in turn is usually spent promoting the area as a tourism destination. On top of that,
my sales tax has disappeared. My property tax is forecast to be 35% lower next year.
Wax said the city will either have to cut back on services right when they're needed the most or raise property taxes. That's an added burden to the town's remaining struggling residents.
Great blue heron getting up, going over the...
Burdens people like Skimmer Captain Tommy Moore can't take on right now. He says since Hurricane Harvey, business has been way down.
It's just hard to really get a trip together, and right now we got to watch our expenses as well, so we just kind of pull trips slower and do fewer trips with more folks.
And this is what you'll typically see when you see whooping cranes in the wild. Now, a pair of adult whoopers is very territorial. They guard the territory of about a square mile.
Also on board this morning is 93-year-old Ray Little, known as the Dean of Texas Coastal Birding.
I studied the whooping cranes because we knew that they would be extinct within the next few years. So I have been very partial to the whooping cranes since 1940.
Little is credited with helping educate the public about the whoopers and helped build their numbers back up from about 3 dozen. Today, the local flock has reached over 300, which could serve as an inspiration for the town. If the whooping crane was able to come back from the brink, so too could Rockport. David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.